We're going to cross Pakistan's eastern border now for a story out of northern India, where traditional values are clashing with modern mores. There's been a reported upsurge in honor killings. Those are the murders of young couples who elope in defiance of caste boundaries and their families' wishes. The struggle pits traditional village councils against reformers trying to promote freedom of marriage, as well as the Indian government trying to keep traditional values within the bounds of the law. NPR's Corey Flintoff has the story from New Delhi.
There's no more joyous celebration in India than a marriage, the central institution that unites extended families and fulfills the society's strongest values. But there's a dark side. Nearly every day, Indian media carry reports like this one on Delhi's NewsX channel on the murders of young people who tried to defy very specific local rules about who can marry whom.
Delhi's New Friends Colony woke up to a shock this morning. A couple was found murdered in a suspected case of dishonor killing. The man's body bore strangulation marks, while the woman was found tied and frothing at the mouth. The girl's father and the guard of the building have been arrested.
In northern India, the prohibitions usually involve couples who marry outside their caste or their bloodlines, a complicated system of lineage called a gotra. In rural areas, they're enforced by informal councils of village elders called kap panchayats. This is a farmer's house in Maicha, a village a little over an hour's drive from New Delhi. It's in the middle of peaceful and prosperous rice paddies and cornfields, where cars and motorcycles share the roads with bullock carts, and children lead their water buffaloes to cool off in the river. It's also the scene of a potentially deadly dispute, where a young woman from this family has eloped with a young man from another village who's of a slightly lower caste. The young woman's father and uncle say they've been falsely accused of threatening violence if the young woman isn't returned. The father thinks his daughter was pressured into running away, and he says he just wants to hear from her that this is what she wants.
I hate to ask you this about your own daughter, but would you kill her if you felt that your honor or your family's honor had been harmed?
No, he says, I would never harm my daughter. If she tells me that she wants to stay with the boy, I'll let her do that. This is Daula, the village where the young man's family lives. The young man's father and uncle say they feel their lives are threatened. They charge that the council of elders, the kap panchayat from the young woman's village, demanded one of their village girls in exchange for the woman who eloped. They say they're searching for the missing couple but haven't been able to find them. Too often, young people involved in elopements are eventually found dead, victims of murder or mutual suicides. The danger has spurred social activists to offer to help newly eloped couples. Sanjoy Suchdev heads a group in New Delhi calling itself the Love Commandos. Suchdev meets us on a rooftop in central Delhi. He says he keeps the location of his office secret because he's received death threats for resisting violence against young couples.
Which people call honor killing, but we feel it is a national disgrace. In this great country of love, there is so much hate against love and love marriage. We are flooded with calls.
He says his group of volunteers includes lawyers and counselors who can help eloped couples marry and find shelter from relatives who might do them harm. Swami Agnivesh, a social reformer, says Indian politicians need to take a firm stand against village councils that advocate violence or forced marriage.
And they just do not want to stand up and tell these so-called village elders that rubbish, you stop this nonsense, otherwise you will be tried for murder.
But Madhu Kishwar, a women's rights activist, says these traditional councils deserve some respect and understanding.
Nobody goes, talks to those people, try to understand what their concerns are, what is the moral universe that they come from, including those who otherwise want to celebrate India's diversity and insist that there shouldn't be one-size-fits-all kind of society.
Kishwar says that murder and intimidation ought to be punished, no matter what the cause. But she says the kap panchayats can be a force for stability in villages and safety for women. Lawmakers are weighing in as well. Some members of India's parliament have introduced bills that would give local councils more of a say in restrictions on marriage. while others are pressing for stronger penalties against those who advocate violence. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.